This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden will make a landmark trip to Israel Wednesday, a show of ironclad support as Washington tries to prevent the escalating war in Gaza from spilling over into regional conflict. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
This will be the strongest message yet of U.S. support for Israel after the Hamas attacks, which some have called the most lethal since the Holocaust. The president will also visit Jordan amid concerns Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip will worsen an already dire humanitarian situation.
Gazans with dual citizenship have been heading daily to the Rafah crossing, hoping in vain to be allowed to cross into Egypt and travel back to their countries amid the Israeli-Hamas war. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Citizens like Norwegian Ta'al Khabin said that they were told by their embassies to go to the crossing, only to later on find out that the crossing is not open.
This is the 4 days now we come from Gaza and to Rafah. This is a very dangerous situation. We hope it will be okay.
Rafah is the only border crossing into the territory not controlled by Israel. International efforts have been calling for a humanitarian ceasefire, allow safe passage for aid and those who wish to make it out of Gaza. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Russian lawmakers voted Tuesday to revoke Moscow's ratification of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, moving closer to abandoning a landmark agreement that prohibits the testing of nuclear weapons. Results from the State Duma lower house showed lawmakers unanimously approved the bill in its first reading. This is VOA News.